It's 8:07 on the morning show. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, on this absolutely gorgeous February 6th.
It is going to be absolutely gorgeous today. Not so much. I think it's cold right now. It's 32 degrees downtown Charles City. Anytime there's frost out, I would just rather not go outside.
You are cray cray. Come on.
With us in studio, we have McKenna Lloyd from the Floyd County Museum. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Community Conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And you like the winter stuff, don't you?
Oh, no. Yeah. No. She's from California. No.
Well, yeah, talk about California getting kind of wet.
Walloped.
What do they call it? Atmospheric rivers going on down there?
I don't know. They've had more rain since I moved here than they ever had the entire time I have been alive and lived in California.
Crazy.
It's super weird. My parents haven't been affected by the flooding or anything.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's more in like LA that it's been bad.
Yikes. I know. So, watching the Grammys the other night and the girls were all coming in, like, you know, it'd taken hours for them to primp, and then here they come like half soaked. Hey, we're not here to talk about that. You've got stuff going on at the
library.
Museum.
Library. Yeah, there's something going on at the library.
Well, you're associated with a bunch of places.
Yeah, we like to collaborate. So today I'm at the library at 1, talking about Arthur Mooney and his life in Charles City. They have the Mooney Gallery there, obviously, but I don't think a lot of people realize exactly what the story is behind who that guy was who, you know, donated money and paintings and art books and all of that. So I'm talking about his life in Charles City. And then Cameron, the patron services librarian, she's going to be talking about the Mooney Gallery itself and kind of how they use it and also how he donated and that kind of thing. So
cool.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting. I've had fun researching for it. So
one of Charles City's hidden treasures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Located in the library. So what time is that today?
That's at 1 in the Zastrow room today. So okay. I've got some fun pictures and things like that that people can see of Arthur Mooney and of people that he photographed. So he was a photographer in Charles City before he moved to a bunch of different places and then eventually New York City. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Cool to see some of his work today. Starting at 1, Charles City Public Library. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about another talk. About 2 weeks away, another Chautauqua talk.
Yes, on February 17th, I think is the date. It's the third Saturday. Okay.
Yep.
At 10 a.m., we have our next Chautauqua Talk, which will be Clayton Black and then his wife, who they're with the Marble Rock Historical Society. So they're going to be talking about Marble Rock and also just the Historical Society in Marble Rock and how they function, the history of that. So that'll be at 10 a.m. on February 17th. So should be good.
Excellent.
You know, It is amazing to me. You really don't think about the little communities within Floyd County who each have their own history.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat to think about that. And I'm glad that there are people in each of these smaller communities who take an interest in their little, like Marble Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Who knows much about Marble Rock other than Whitetails is there, you know, so that'll mm-hmm. be cool.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone can come out and learn a little bit more about Marble Rock and the Historical Society. The Historical Society is basically like the whole downtown area now at this point, right? It's kind of the buildings down there. So they're pretty big in town, I think. So
good deal.
Should be good, yeah.
So about 2 weeks away for that. Mm-hmm. Do you have to get signed up for that? Can you just show up?
No, you just show up. It's free. Our last talk was very well attended, if you were wondering. We ran out of chairs. That doesn't usually happen. Usually there is somewhere for you to sit. Yeah, the Ghost Town one was very well attended. So yeah, you just show up, it's free. And then for people who come to the talk, they actually get free admission to the museum too. So if after the talk you want to just wander around, you're totally welcome to do that.
Double bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of, memberships are due soon.
Yeah, memberships always renew January 1st of the year. So, but even if you haven't renewed your membership, you're still going to receive the newsletter. And if you come in and tell us you're a member, then we can make sure you're you know, you can get all the benefits of your membership without being like definitely paid up usually. But it's just good to know, because you still maintain all your benefits for like several years, it's good to remind everyone like, okay, January 1st is the date that you are supposed to pay your dues. So, and you know, sometimes we send out a letter like halfway through the year for people who haven't paid their dues, but for everyone, it is January 1st. So if you haven't paid up, it's $40 for a family membership, $20 for an individual membership, and you can just send a check to the museum or come in and pay however you want. So
very important part of keeping the museum alive and well and active.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thanks for sending those reminders too, you know, for people like me that need three of them before I finally remember to pay.
So it was printed in the last newsletter too. So if you read the newsletter, you'll know.
Yeah. So let's talk about a new exhibit coming. Maybe it's already there. Talk about that.
Yes. So we put a new exhibit out beginning of January. And actually, speaking of smaller towns having their own histories, we wanted to bring a little bit more awareness to all those little businesses that were once in all those towns, especially in like the 60s and 70s that are no longer there, but were at one time, you know, a part of the local economy in Floyd County. So our new exhibit's called Plenty of Past Paraphernalia, which is just kind of a broad title to describe all these little kind of like business promotional items and swag that we have out. Plenty for Charles City too, but we wanted to put out more stuff relating to those smaller towns in Floyd County. So Marble Rock and Rockford and Rudd and all those little towns. So,
and I have a friend who actually is in the process of downsizing, mm-hmm. and but she's a major, she's a person who kept everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she heard about this new exhibit coming up, she was so excited because she found ashtrays and mugs and things like that of businesses years gone by.
Mm-hmm.
So she was super excited to lend those. I think she lend them or donated them,
mm-hmm.
to the museum for that exhibit. So that's cool. And what a way to reminisce about, like, I don't know, Ray's Tap. I'm just making that up. I don't know if that was really a place. But things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For example, we have like an A&W mug from when there was the A&W.
Yeah.
Drive-in where the subway is now, there was an A&W. Oh, so we have a mug from like the 50s or 60s, and you know, you don't really think of that as like a museum artifact, but it is.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, because
who didn't love the foamy root beer in an A&W cup?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those kinds of things are on display. Cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So for more information, you have a website and social media page. Push that.
Yes. Our Facebook page is Floyd County Museum. That's the best way to get up-to-date things. And then you also get to see pictures of Charles City history, all the tractors, that kind of thing, and promotional stuff for any talks and things that we do. And then our website is floydcountymuseum.org. And you can visit that to find out all you need about the museum. So, yeah, check those out. We're also on Instagram for under Floyd County Museum. So,
all right. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Always a pleasure, McKenna. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. McKenna Lloyd from the Floyd County Museum on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It is 8:15 with your weather next.